When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Similar to a well-tuned automobile, a guitar requires the same level of attention to perform at its very best. No matter how expensive your guitar may be, we will treat you and your instrument with the utmost respect. Call 920-723-1733.
Welcome back to SliceOffice.com. We are live at, well, we're not actually live, but we're podcasting at the 2019 Labor Fest, brought to you by our friends at the Operating Engineers, the Madison Firefighters Local 311, Madison Teamsters Local 695, and, of course, MTI. Jackson Foote, who is with us, he's with the Safe Skies, what, Clean Water Coalition, is that right?
That's it, Sly.
Yep. Okay, so a lot of talk about F-35s. When I first heard about the F-35s coming, I thought, fine. It didn't really faze me one way or another. Of course, I live on the west side. So, right? But then the more I've heard about this, I'm not sure Truax is the perfect site for this.
That's right. So Dane County Airport is one of five options, and it's really the worst of five options because 60,000 people live within 3 miles of those runways, of those takeoff points. And we've just learned from the folks in Vermont who had these F-35s placed there 3 years ago that they're going to have to use afterburners 50% of the time, which are the really heavy thrust things that push them right up into the air, because these planes have gotten so heavy over the years after the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force all adding their pet projects to it. So it's really a boondoggle coming out of the Pentagon. It's going to cost $1.5 trillion at the end of the whole deal in 2025 when the final project is said and done.
So it's hard for me to separate some of this opposition. There are a lot of people that are opposed to this simply because they're opposed to the F-35, period.
Mm.
And then there are some people that are opposed to it because they think there's actually a quality of life disparity where it affects minorities. There are people that are concerned about the environment. Is this an amalgamation of all these things in your opposition to it?
So I live about a 7-minute bike ride from the airport. If I ever have to go anywhere, I usually ride my bike to avoid parking. And most of my neighbors are concerned about the fact that this might actually mean relocation for some people. So I was talking with a woman.
Is this the one specific neighborhood that's relatively new that they're talking about that's going to be most?
I live in East Bluff, which is just off of North Sherman. The other side of me is the what they call the Poet Streets, Whitman and Tennyson, which is over by Lakeview Elementary. So I was talking with a woman who lives in the Mobile Home Park Oak Terrace just by Highway CV, if you know that
sure.
one over
yeah.
there. And she was really fearful for two things. One, that these may be nuclear-capable jets, and they would never have to tell us because the Pentagon never releases where they put their nuclear bombs. And the second is that places like her area, which are seen as sort of run down, are targets for what the lawyers call takings, which the airport
oh, yes.
would
I'm
just
all aware of takings.
Okay. In which the airport would just say, we can take this land and then we have to give you what we consider a fair market value. And yesterday she said to me, you know, this may not look like your American dream, but this is the closest I'm ever going to come to the American dream. And how much are they going to have to take of it for what amounts to basically 64 jobs here in Wisconsin?
All right, so the Chamber of Commerce is supportive of
this. I've heard of them.
Yeah. And I saw Zach Brandon on television this weekend.
That's right.
Essentially saying, well, this is just a worst case study. Some of this can be mitigated. We can fix this stuff. How convinced are you they can fix this stuff?
So I was talking with Chris Taylor, state rep from the 76th District, on Friday, and we were discussing whether it's worst case. She thinks that what they've put in their report, which is called the Environmental Impact Study, is in fact the best case scenario. And when they come out with their final draft in January, that it's likely to be much worse. And
well, I know Chris. Yeah. She's a lawyer. My guess is she's actually read that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is only the Madison portion. So as I said, there are five options. There's Madison, there's Florida, there's Alabama, there's Idaho. There's one that I cannot, is the fourth that I can never remember. It's like remembering the fifth Rolling Stone or something. It's of those five options, Dane County and the Dane County Airport is by far the one with the population center the closest to the airport. And so it really doesn't make a lot of sense to have these supersonic F-35 jets flying around in there.
Well, I was unaware how loud they were until I was doing a remote broadcast for my radio station last weekend at Gander Outdoors over there between Madison and DeForest.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're very loud.
Deafening.
Yeah.
I guess that would be the best way to describe that, deafening. For somebody who would say, hey, you know, I mean, maybe I'm not crazy about these, but it's, you know, it's 60-some jobs. Ask not what you can do for your country. Ask what, you know, your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. What would you say?
I would say that 64 jobs and really no amount of jobs is going to be equal to the threatening of health and safety of some of Madison's poorest and most vulnerable communities. I mean, you know, these are the folks that we have to look out for. As Hubert Humphrey, you know, a good trade unionist, said from Minnesota, of course, up here in the upper Midwest, we have to look out for those people in the dawn of life, those people in the twilight of life, and those people in the shadows of life. And certainly the folks who live in Truax apartments just south of these runways are in the shadows of life. In terms of the jobs, I mean, this is stuff that we could be doing with a civilian workforce. And Madison has what, record historic 3% unemployment. Now's the time that if we needed to, we could create a civilian workforce that took care of emergency flooding that happened last year in 2018 and not be held hostage to the latest Pentagon boondoggle. I mean, that's basically what's going on here up at Truax.
Is there anything conceivably that you can do to stop this?
So the I think the best thing that people can do is call Mark Pocan's office. Mark's in supposedly the peace seat here in Madison, the congressional district that he inherited from Tammy Baldwin. And of course, call his mentor, Tammy Baldwin. Call Ron Johnson and tell him as well that these are not a good deal for Madison. Wisconsin taxpayers paid in 2017 $200 million to the construction of the F-35. Lockheed Martin executives got in corporate bonuses $10 million that same year.
Can I just make a suggestion
sure.
to you? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe calling Ron Johnson and saying you're from Madison and you don't want this might not be a good idea. I think it would only encourage him.
Well, we know that that he was a really bad inheritor of Russ Feingold's seat. That's unfortunate.
Right.
We can't remake the past. But Tammy Baldwin should be our champion on this, and she can be if she hears enough constituent voices.
All right. Fair enough.
I can read out her phone number, but most of you can probably find it online.
Sounds good. Jackson, thanks for coming to SliceOffice.com. Appreciate it.
Hey, I want to welcome a new sponsor to SliceOffice.com. It's the attorneys at Gingras Thompson and Walks. They get results, whether it be $3.75 million to a developmentally disabled man who was rendered a paraplegic in a van semi accident, or $2.9 million awarded by a jury to the parents of a newborn infant who was injured during birth, or $2.5 million to a man who was injured by a defective shotgun. They will give you the time that you and your case deserve. Stay local. They have offices in Eau Claire, Madison, Milwaukee, and Waukesha. They're easy to get a hold of. It's gtwlawyers.com. That's gtwlawyers.com.
SliceOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.